Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do very much appreciate the quality of the discussion that we're having right now. As you pointed out with respect to the discussion we were having on the previous paragraph, we are in a first reading. It may make sense, or it makes sense for our delegation maybe to just move on. We're not going to resolve these issues now. These are all issues that are going to continue to be debated. But I really would commend the group to think about the framing that's been offered by the delegation of Cuba and the delegation of Pakistan. I think they're very, very accurately framing the decisions for us. If what we're trying to do is, as a technical matter, simply reflect the decision that was taken at the group of governmental experts to guide the work of next year, which is the view of our delegation, that's what we should be doing. For the reasons that the delegation of Pakistan laid out, we actually think that the Russian amendments do that. And I would suggest that the concerns that are being raised by the delegation of Cuba are addressed by paragraph one of this report, which situates the entire report in the decision of the Sixth Review Conference and quotes it. So paragraph one includes the language that I think some have been concerned with. And so I think it's very clear, paragraph one orients the entire report around the Sixth Review Conference's decision number one. And this paragraph, paragraph 26, then, as a technical matter, would very clearly identify the precise mandate for the group. And so I think that's what we're trying to achieve. If what we're trying to achieve is what our Cuban colleague described as the first option, that is, do something completely new and disregard the decision of the GGE, well, that's a very different discussion. And again, one that I wouldn't encourage us having now. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.